All right, class, I want you to be grounded again. Turn with me and look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 4, excuse me, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. Now, these are pivotal verses for the transitioning from a pastoral ministry or evangelistic ministry to the apostolic and prophetic aspect of God's governments and decrees. So it's important that if we're going to make this shift to be a, for lack of a better word, tremendous help to the body of Christ with all the crises that are going on now, that they can come into the place where they may function in the power and the glory and in the authority of God's word and spirit. This shifting must be into the full government of Isaiah 9, 6 through 8. He's talking about the government should be upon his shoulder. The body of Christ at large, sadly to say, is weak. And I'm not saying it to be derogatory. I'm not saying it to be braggadocious. I'm just saying that I love the body of Christ and I love ministers. I love the ministry. And I see that we are so far from the Book of Acts anointing. In other words, the church have not stepped into the full privileges that they were walking in the Book of Acts. And that's because the fivefold ministries has not been in that place as they should. So we're going to deal with the purpose of an apostle in this series. Some strong things are going to be said, and I want you to have them. But I can't help but reading this 11th verse in Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers and some teachers. And you notice the word some, because they are divided for reason, not for division. They are divided to be solid. Each one have to have an input, an impact on one another. Input and impact on one another in harmony and agreement, working together, feeding from the structure of the Holy Spirit. And then he tells us why: for the perfection of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, those three things are so important for the body of Christ to be in her full place. And then he tells us on down till they all come into the unity of the faith, hallelujah, and the knowledge of the Son of God, unity, knowledge, perfect man, complete, matured, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. See, this cannot happen without verse 11 being in place, that it can impart to verse 12, and then verse 13 starts in the body of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 14 is very pivotal in our time, class, as ministers of the gospel. We must have our life and ministry together in the spirit. Verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, a lot of doctrine, a lot of things are coming up in this generation right at this time. So you're going to have to be a more powerful minister. You got to minister in power. And the 15th verse said, but speaking the truth in love, we have to get the body of Christ, where the body of Christ be anointed enough to speak the truth in love, and they may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, verse 16, this is what the Father wants. in this generation right now. And you and I are going to have to be the one, in verse 16, you and I are going to have to be the one to bring it to this, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, joined, compacted by the which every joint, look at the word, supplies, according to the effectual work, working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body, my God, unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, I also want you to look with me in the same book of Ephesians. The apostle was pointing out some things real strong. Ephesians chapter 3. And we want to look at Ephesians 3. I think that's the verse I want, 3:11. No, that's not the one I want. Ephesians 2:19. Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Now notice the other three of the fivefold ministry gifts are not mentioned here. Why? Or it belittling them? No. It's a design, it's a rank, it's a setup that God has made in the spirit realm. See, it built up on the foundation of the apostle and prophet. Why didn't it say evangelist, pastor, and teacher? Then it says Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Are they left out? No. He's just telling you the divine order. Watch what he said. And built up on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom, verse 22, ye also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Make note of that scripture. 1 Corinthians now. 1 Corinthians. I want these foundational scriptures in you before I start teaching you a real powerful lesson on the apostle. But I want you to understand what I'm teaching, what I'm aiming to get you involved in, that you can wear an apostolic mantle in whatever office that you believe that the Lord have called you in. All right, now in 1 Corinthians 12, I think it reveals something else to us in the 28th verse of 1 Corinthians 12. He says, and God has set some in the church. And notice what he says now. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. I want you to see that. See, the Bible is emphasizing the ranks, the order. I believe the anointing is not as it should be in the ministerial rank as well as the body of Christ. Because a lot of ministers have organized well, but the organization structure and the numerical numbers does not mean power. That anointing, for that anointing to flow from that apostle, from Jesus Christ, the chief apostle, through the fivefold ministry gift to the body of Christ is so important. All right. Now, I think that's in Ephesians 3. Look at 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1. And there's a notation here, apostolic freedom and power. Apostolic freedom and power. And that's what I want you to walk in, that full power. The first verse says, am I not an apostle? Question. Second verse, in the second statement, am I not free? I mean, it's full question here. Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? Is the word of an apostle Paul. If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. That's powerful. And so I can say the same thing about Word of Life, say the same thing about ever-increasing word. Say the same thing about LTMA. Say the same thing about the School of Ministry. Because I laid it out before you so you can see it, that I didn't do it, but he did it, and he brought it to pass. So the purpose of an apostle, let's look at it. Apostle comes from the Greek word apostolos, A-P-O-S-T-O-L-O-S, which means a sent one. And I'll give you three or four more things. A pioneer, a discoverer, a trailblazer, a pace setter. They're trailblazers. See, this anointing will give you a trailblazer's anointing. They don't look for a way, they create a way. Now that's powerful. I want that anointing on your ministry because the creative power, the creative ability, the creative anointing of God is in your spirit. Notice that. You're a trailblazer. They don't look for a way, they create a way. In other words, the Father will show them supernaturally what to do. And then this other point is very important. I know it because I came through it, and I pity the one who do not come through it. So I want to make sure we all understand they are formed and made through many years. They are formed. We're talking about an apostle now. They are formed and made through many years. Now, class, that may not sound like a deep revelation, but it need to be understood that you don't just come up and jump out of the water and say you're an apostle. There's a reverential fear, there's a reverential respect, there's a reverential honor to all the ministers and to the body of Christ that one who step out as an apostle must show they've been sent on that level and called to that level. Here's something that I want you to know spiritually. There are no blueprint when you are a pioneer. There are some places that you come through that you have no blueprint. And again, apostles must be built different to endure what they must face. I mean, you read about the Apostle Paul, all he went through, but he's built different. In other words, there's an anointing that an apostle wears that he can be a trailblazer. So you must be different to endure what they must face. In other words, you find yourself like you're separate, but God just sets you apart because he's doing some things with you. Apostles always go through a difficult path. They have to go through the long route. In other words, when you're pioneering, when you're a trailblazer, when you're a pathfinder and a pace setter, there's areas you're going to see, you're going to have to just trust the Holy Ghost to lead you through them and anoint you to pass through them. And that's what I'm trying to bring you, since God anointed you to come to this school, to bring you out of the cycle and out of the circle into a full flow of revelation, anointing, and wisdom and discernment that your ministry can be effective at every moment. Here's why, what makes the difficult path. Right now, even now, we're going to find out why people don't understand. They say there's no apostles now. They just don't understand the different time and the different sets of apostles. In this apostolic office, you have to deal with rejection, disappointment, and failure. Rejection, disappointment, and failure. You have to know how to deal with those things as an apostle. Notice this, class. God forges apostles in the fire, and it's hard for them to make it easy for the body. To make it easy for the body. In other words, things I go through, or the thing that you'll go through wearing the apostolic mantle, people who under you don't have to go through it. See, you go, the apostle go through the fire, it's hard for them, but it's to make it easy for the body. In other words, if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, it's no matter what you're going through, you feel the ease of glory. That's the best way I can say it. But then when you look back, say, man, look what I came through. As I look back today, I look back at the things that I came through. I can make the statement, sensical-wise, I don't know how I came through it. Spiritual-wise, I know how I came through it. The burdens and the difficulties, you really don't remember them because the Spirit of God anoints you. Apostles paved the road for the body to have smooth roads. The body of Christ is in trouble, and we're going to have to minister in such a dimension to make highways for them to travel, as in the book of Acts. Now, here's another great statement. Apostles don't need man's approval because they are validated by God. Now, when you in this class, as you in different aspect of ministry, when you're wearing this apostolic mantle because you're under an apostle, so you don't have to be an apostle, you're under an apostle. When you're wearing this mantle, you don't need man's approval because you're validated by God. Now, let's pause here a minute. Let me tell you what's happening, and with no degrade, but promotion. Because I've been through all this. I pastored a long time. I don't know when the apostolic anointing came on, but I pastored a long time. Pastors are not going to go as far as an apostle and a prophet is going to go. Therefore, certain people in the church will never grow unless that apostolic and that prophetic mantle drops up on a pastor. Most pastors won't submit. Most pastors will not admit that they're supposed to be on the an apostle and a prophetic office. Because they're so established within themselves, their ministry. But I always noticed this down through the years. And I don't care how well dressed, how well spoken, how financially validated, excuse me, how big a ministry is. One thing apostle always checking for. He's not checking for outline. He's not checking for eloquent of speech. An apostle, when he's set in your presence, he's checking for the anointing. Ooh, class. He's checking for the anointing. No matter how many people move emotionally, no matter how fervently you're teaching or preaching, that apostle is always looking for the impartation, the intimacy that the Spirit of God bring you in the presence of God. Any meeting I go to, I sit, I listen, but I'm aware there is a, what lack of a better word, depletion of the anointing that the apostles had in the book of Acts. Yeah, we read about Acts 2. We read Acts 1 and 8, but you just read power. But that anointing is a measurement in the spirit that if the Holy Ghost is not given full reign in ministry, you may minister, but you will not have full power. That's the best way I can say it. So what are you saying, Apostle? Make sure that you pay attention to 1 John 2:20, and I think the other one is 27. 1 John 2:20 and 27. The unction and the anointing is so important for you to have. Thank you so much. For you to have in this apostolic setting. So what are you saying? I'm saying that a lot of time we have heard good message, but the power wasn't behind it to manifest it and demonstrate it in the people's lives because there was not enough anointing to push it. Now, you in this school, I want you to know you don't work by a feeling, but you must have a presence, the presence of God. So I want you to have a presence of the anointing. It's so important that the presence of the anointing be on you when you're ministering. Apostles don't need approval, but they are validated by God. Now, here's another thing. It don't seem like it because we're so bold, but apostles and any minister have to be in a place of humility, or he would think he's greater than he is. So I'm very careful when I'm talking because I'm not talking about Leroy, but I have to emphasize the different levels of anointing and awareness so we can recognize that it's God, it's not man, but it's God's plan, that you got a general in the army, you got a colonel in the army, etc. God talks to your future in your present. You know, I've said to you, God worked from the end to the beginning. In other words, he's everywhere at all times. Now, this is so important. This is sound like a elementary statement, but most of the powerful statement in the spirit seem elementary because to the senses. You have to let it happen and not try to make it happen. You have to let it happen and not try to make it happen. What do you mean about that, Apostle? Yielding to the Spirit of God, flowing. Those are good words now. Yielding, flowing. Two good words. Yielding. You have to know how to yield. You have to know how to flow. I'm going to give you a third word. Trust. You have to know how to trust the Holy Ghost. Yielding, flowing, and trusting the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yielding, flowing, and trusting the Holy Ghost. Apostles are sent one. The body of Christ is a sent one on a mission. You cannot be selfish. Apostolic churches are given much for the responsibility of people that God has called it to. Apostolic churches have to grow up. Pastor nurture you. Watch this now. I want you to get this. Write this down. Pastors nurture you. Apostles stretch you. You see, and that's why all my teachers, we're constantly stretching you. We're not just pacifying you and patting you. And that's why sometimes some people don't, they don't want this school or joining the LTMA. Them MVB is going to check you out. What you coming here for? When you become a part of LTMA, it got 12 men you got to go through who I have trained. And so they're going to ask you a certain question. And if you don't click on that question, they'll say, this organization is not for you. You see, because you're going to have to be apostolically, every one of you in this school, you're going to have to grow up. You're going to have to be able to take a slap, a cutting, and recognize it's a love operation. You have to be stretched. So therefore, apostles challenge you. They see the potential of everything that lies dormant in you. Ooh, that's worse. Your whole semester of school, 2 years, I don't know how long you're in school. Apostles challenge you. This is what this school is about. They see the potential of everything that lies dormant in you. There's some things, pulling things out of you. They will not just hug you and tell you, just try to be in favor with you. They see, potentials. They see possibilities in you, and they'll pull it out of you. So apostles, I'm going to close with this class, apostles speak to your potential and will not allow you to settle for anything less. In doing that, there are going to be some cutting, there are going to be some setting down, there are going to be some pulling up. But remember, the apostle is bringing you to another level that those under you, you can bring them to another level. God bless you.